We're in the middle of Simin Resh Yud Aleph. So we saw yesterday that if you have a ha'etz, if you have a ha'etz and a shahakol, then the ha'etz comes before the shahakol, even if the ha'shahakol is chaviv to you. Says the Mechaber Rechaim Bori Pri Adama v'shahakol Bori Pri Adama Kodemes. So too, if you have two foods in front of you, one is the Bori Pri Adama, one is the shahakol, the Bori Pri Adama comes first, because the whole discussion of chaviv and shivaminim, etc., only applies when you're talking about ha'etz and a ha'adama. But if it's a hadama and a shahakol, aitz and a shahakol, so the aitz are the hadama come first. The im heviu lefana pre aitz pre hadama. If you have a pre aitz in front of you and pre hadama in front of you, ez mehem sheyirtze yakdim. You could do whichever one you want first. V'yeshomrim shaburi pre aitz kodem. And some say that the buri pre aitz comes first. So says the Mishnah Berura. We already saw this discussion earlier in Sif Aleph. Im ein birchoseim shavos. Which do you do first? And we said that chaviv comes first. So now we're getting a new opinion, which says that the Bori Pri Eitz comes before the Bori Pri Adama, no matter what, even if something is chaviv to you. And this is how the Mishnah Berurah says that we should really follow this opinion, that if they are equal, if they're both chaviv to you, so then you do the Bori Pri Eitz first, and if one is chaviv to you, so then you do the chaviv first. But we already pointed out yesterday that the Chai Adam disagrees. The Chai Adam says Bori Pri Eitz always comes before Bori Pri Adama. So the order is Hamotzi, Zonos, Hagafen, Ha'etz, Ha'adama, Shahakol, and that's how the order should be. Sif Dalid. Kol HaKodem Pasak Eretz Chitus Ora Kodem Levracha. Anytime when we're trying to figure out the order of the Shiva Minim, whichever food is closer to the word Eretz, that one comes first. The Eretz Basar Hifsika Ingin, the second Eretz in the Pasuk separates it. B'chol HaSamach Lo Chashem Me'am Urcham Enol Eretz Kama Hilkach. Therefore, the order is as follows. Tamarim Kodmim La'anavim, dates come before grapes. Shezeh Sheni La'eretz Basar V'zeh Shlishli La'eretz Kama. Because Tamarim are one removed from the second Eretz, and Anavim are two removed from the first Eretz. So that's how you decide the order of which comes first. The davka shochal anava kmoshein. This is only true if you're eating grapes on their own. That's when dates come before grapes. Avalim asameim yain shagavei brach la'atman. But if you make them into wine, where it gets bur pir gafen, then bur pir gafen chashuva v'kodemus avarchel of tchila. Then the bur pir gafen comes first, and the wine beats the dates. Avol ma'isa kider mechesh chameshes minei dagan. He chashuva yosberg asayain. If you have a mazonos, so that comes even before a hagafen, like the order we just said. So lemaisa, again, mezonos comes before hagafen. So therefore, if you're making kiddush and you have mezonos in front of you, so really the mezonos should come first, but you can't eat the mezonos until you make kiddush. So that's why the eitzah that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says is if you're making kiddush and you have mezonos in front of you, just as we say when you make kiddush you should cover the challah, so too you should cover the mezonos when you're making kiddush, because if you're not going to cover it, then really you should be making a mezonos first. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. So others disagree, but that's the eitzah of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that since the whole reason you cover things is because you're supposed to be doing the other bracha first before the hagafen. So the same thing is true regarding mezonos, that really mezonos comes before hagafen. So if you're making hagafen first, you should really cover the mezonos. So that's the lemaisa of that.